High pressure will briefly build into the region tonight into Saturday. That will shift the winds and help to bring an end to the disorganized lake effect rain and snow shower activity we've seen for a good portion of the day. With high pressure moving in, the winds will diminish a bit overnight, but it'll still be a bit breezy. Skies will clear out and temperatures will fall into the 20s for overnight lows. Saturday will start with some sunshine, but clouds will be moving in as the day progresses before a clipper system approaches from the Great Lakes late Saturday into Sunday. This system will travel mainly well to the north of our region, but bring the chance for rain or high elevation snow showers, with the best chance of those showers being to the north of the Capital District and closer to the track of the low. There isn't usually much precipitation well south of these clipper systems' tracks. Brisk conditions will follow that clipper for late Sunday into Monday, and an Arctic front will cross the region later in the day Monday and bring in another reinforcing shot of very cold air for the region, with highs only expected to be in the 30s on Tuesday and Wednesday. Now, there's building hype and chatter about an East Coast snowstorm late next week due to the output of only one of the forecast models. Most of the other models do not support that storm at all. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for tomorrow, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there are no thunderstorm areas forecast, as an upper-level trough will move from the northern plains into the Great Lakes region on Saturday. At the surface, high pressure will dominate the southern U.S. as a cold front advances eastward across the mid and upper Mississippi Valley and southward across the central and southern plains. In response, a dry air mass will remain in place across most of the continental U.S., limiting convective development. An isolated thunderstorm could develop Saturday afternoon across the Florida Keys, but convective coverage is not expected to reach the 10% threshold. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high on Thursday of 91 at San Diego and Gillespie, California, to a low Friday of 10 degrees above zero at Hibbing and Chisholm, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast tomorrow in New York City, it'll be partly sunny with a high in the low 50s. In Boston, breezy with increasing clouds and a high near 50 degrees. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with a high near 55 degrees. It'll be breezy with a south wind from 13 to 20 miles an hour with gusts as high as 30 plus miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 51 degrees with a record of 75 set in 1975. Normal minimum temperature is 34 degrees with a record of 18 set in 1971. Sunrise and sunset data for today. November 8th, sunrise was at 6:38 a.m. and sunset will be at 4:39 p.m. For tomorrow, November 9th, sunrise at 6:40 a.m. and sunset at 4:38 p.m. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the lower 20s. Saturday, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid and upper 20s. Saturday, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy with highs in the mid and upper 40s. For the northern Catskills, the Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing. Lows will be in the upper 20s with a west wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour. Saturday, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly clear tonight. It'll be cooler with lows in the upper 20s. Saturday, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 20s. And Saturday, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy in the afternoon with highs in the mid-40s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Sunday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance for rain and snow showers, temperatures in the mid and upper 40s. For Monday, partly sunny for Veterans Day with temperatures in the mid and upper 40s. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs in the mid and upper 30s. And Wednesday, partly cloudy with highs also in the mid and upper 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.